truly sorry if somebody in your life has somebody dear to you has committed suicide. Truly sorry, but suicide infuriates me. Pisses me off. I look at it as the ultimate cop-out. Now, much of the time it comes because you're wasted on drugs or alcohol. Totally depressed. I get that. That in itself pisses me off. The reason I mention this is I just posted and commented on Hunter S. Thompson. In fact, let me find it for you here. He's on a page I subscribe to, which I really like. Where the hell is it? Come on, let's go, man. Let's see. Here it comes. Here it comes. The page is called Philo Thoughts. P-H-I-L-O. Get it? Philosophy. Thoughts. And Hunter S. Thompson says, he's still alive, and he's saying here, the real horror to me lies in the fact that there is absolutely no vehicle in American journalism for the kind of sensitive and intellectual, and he does those parenthetically, and essentially moral slash merciless reporting that we all understand is necessary, not only for the survival of good journalism in this country, but for the dying idea that we can walk up to a newsstand and find something that will tell you what is really happening. Hunter S. Thompson. Now, my comment on that site with regard to this post and on my site, unfortunately, what he told you was really happening, that's parenthetically, was opinion. And from the left at that. But he seizes on something very important here. Amen, Duke. How many of you know the reference to Duke, huh? Hunter S. Thompson, he was a sharp guy. And I think a lot of it was squandered on the fact that he loved to get knocked out loaded 99% of the time before he did much of anything. Yeah, gonzo journalism. Now, he was in the trenches doing a lot of interesting stuff. I mean, he was, you could call him an actual real-life journalist, for sure. A lot of stuff he did for Rolling Stone was very good. Now, understanding recess appointments as President Trump prepares for second term. This is a post by Ken Klukowski and Ken Blackwell, posted in Washington, D.C., November 18th. Americans are hearing a lot about recess appointments as incoming President Donald Trump announces nominations to top government positions for his new administration. So understanding when and how a Constitution empowers presidents to make these appointments is key to grasping how the president-elect plans to implement a bold agenda to move the United States in a new direction and overhaul a deeply dysfunctional government. Wow, that's a great opening paragraph. Normally, under the Constitution's Appointments Clause, senior positions in the federal government are filled by officers who are nominated by the president and confirmed by the Senate. Congress creates federal offices by passing laws and specifies for each officer whether or not they require Senate confirmation. These senior officials are called principal officers in constitutional law, and of the 4,100 or so political appointees in the executive branch, there are 1,200 such senior positions. Lower-ranking positions are inferior officers that do not require the Senate. But the framers who wrote the Constitution foresaw the Senate would often not be in session. I wonder if they saw it not being in session as much as it's not in session now. But back then, keep in mind, when they wrote this, to get to the Senate, if you were, say, for example, in, well, just as close as Tennessee, you'd ride for 2 to 3 days on a horse to get there. Their solution was the recess appointment, and with the mosquitoes with 8-foot wingspans. Their solution was the recess appointments clause in Article 2, Section 2. Clause 3 of the Constitution empowers the president to fill high-ranking positions without Senate confirmation under Senate certain circumstances. These recess appointments last throughout whatever annual session Congress is currently in, plus the next session. So, for example, any recess appointment made at any point in 2025 would last until Congress finishes in 2026 session sometime December 2026. This is beauty. So, in other words, a recess appointment can last for almost 2 years, which is half of the presidential term. That's all we need. I mean, people like Gates and Tulsi Gabbard, all the people to be in there. And now, who did he just appoint? Drawing a blank. The guy to Wisconsin is going to be Secretary of Transportation. This is a good thing, man. He's married to, I'm drawing a blank on the guy's name right now. It'll come to me. Recess appointments. By the way, I was in Chicago, and we were at up on the north side, up what they call the Gold Coast, and we ran into a couple people there, and the fabulous steakhouse up there, and they were working on his campaign, and we had a good talk about that. They looked like mafioso. We really thought they were mafia guys. We're at Gibson Steakhouse, and I said to my wife, every other word was the F word. They're sitting at the table right behind us. One guy looked like a big pussy in The Sopranos. I mean, really, that big, that huge. And he just sat there and kept nodding because I could see over Linda's shoulder. And the two across from him, these guys, you could tell, were stone-cold bosses in the political world or whatever world. We didn't know at the time. But I said to Linda, don't turn around. But the guys behind us are probably connected. And she said, I think so. I can hear. And at the end of their meal, we were still there, they got up and walked past the table. And the big guy that looks like the bruiser, the enforcer, looked down at me and just nodded. And the other guy, I said, I got to ask you. I said, are you guys are supporting Trump, right? And they said, yeah, this was the first time around. And see, this was, what was it? This had to be 2016, maybe in 15. And it was 2016. Yeah, that's what it was. And they said, yeah. And the one guy pulled up a chair and we started talking. They were political operatives and they were working for what's his name out of Wisconsin? Duffy. That's it. And they were working for him. And they were thrilled that we, from not too far out of the People's Republic of Ann Arbor, were for Donald Trump. That's an interesting conversation. I digress. But anyway, the recess appointments, they're going to be there through December 2026, and so that's why people need to get out of the way. In other words, a recess appointment can last for almost 2 years. Recess appointments are in the news as President Trump weighs his options for staffing up his administration, including the possibility, Rachel Campos Duffy, that's what I was thinking of, his wife, possibility of recess appointments. The strategy is predictable result of Democrat obstruction in recent years. With few exceptions, there was a standard way that Senate confirmations worked all the way from Constitution adoption in 1789 to 1986. When Justice Antonin Scalia was confirmed to the Supreme Court by a vote of 98-0. Man, can you imagine? Wow. Everyone knew that Scalia was an arch conservative. He served. Screwed up on the Second Amendment ruling, though, didn't he? He really did. Anyway, first as a law professor and later as a federal appellate judge. But Ronald Reagan had been elected as a conservative Republican, so every Senate Democrat acknowledged that Scalia was well qualified and voted to confirm him to a lifetime seat on the Supreme Court. He served for just shy of 30 years. We're talking about recess appointments here, how they work, what's going on with them, and all that good stuff. And by now we know that they're good. There's no way you can stand against them. It's in the Constitution. But Democrats won control of the Senate in the 1986 midterms. Then in 1987, voted down Robert Bork for the Supreme Court, despite Bork being every bit as well qualified as Scalia. Judicial confirmations have been broken ever since, plaguing Bush 41 years. Where Justice Clarence Thomas was narrowly confirmed, 52-48, all the way to President Trump's first term, where three of his Supreme Court picks, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, Comey Barrett, were confirmed by similar margins. Now, by the way, Donald Trump will be appointing at least two Supreme Court justices in his next 4 years. Isn't that wonderful? It really is. As much as you fault these guys, they're better than anything Biden or Hussein Obama would put in. They wanted Merrick Garland on the Supreme Court. My God. It's going to be a thing of beauty when Matt Gaetz walks in and says, get the F out of here. And we're going to be looking into you. Oh, yeah, we're going to be looking into you. That's going to be a wonderful thing. More about this when we come back. We're looking at recess appointments and how they're 100% legit. They can last up to 2 years. They roar next year. Plenty of information. We archive at theyrun.com. That's very current right now. I think everyone but today's up there, and we'll take care of that. Poke me with a sharp stick if I don't. We'll be right back.